Welcome back to the Dependency and Decaf podcast. I am Lillian Ketchum, and I am the host of this podcast, and let's just get right into this week's episode.
Gosh, I am so excited to be back recording episodes frequently again. I want to just get right into it. This is something that the Lord has really been teaching me, and it's something that I have had to be really disciplined in every day. But first and foremost, let's just ask the Lord to come on in and invite his presence before we get any further. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your goodness and for your intentionality in how you love us. Lord, we just want to simply seek you today and find rest in your presence and sit at your feet. Lord, I pray that you speak to us today, that you give us strength and that you renew us in this moment, that the words that you have to share with us today are encouraging to our ears, and just give us renewal of strength in our spirit today, Lord. I thank you for the ways that you teach us through our sorrows and through our hardship, and the ways that you never leave us or forsake us. Thank you again, Lord, for who you are. Be with us in this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so now that we brought the Lord in, let's talk about coffee before we talk about today's topic. If you are new here, I start every episode by talking about my favorite recent coffee order, or just a coffee that I have been making for myself that I am recently obsessed with. And this phase has lasted, I think, longer than any of my other coffee phases have, but I have to put y'all on. I have been making maple cinnamon lattes. Okay, there's something about real maple syrup and some oat milk and espresso brewed over some cinnamon, to where it all melts together. Just talking about it, I want one, but it is currently 7:30 p.m. and I should not be drinking coffee. But I highly recommend to those of you who also like coffee, maple cinnamon latte, and like every episode, I will link that and put that in the show notes below so you don't forget to order that next time you get coffee. But now let's just get into what I feel like the Lord has really been putting on my heart and what he's been teaching me in this season. I want to start with a couple scriptures to just get us in with truth before we talk about something that might be a little bit heavier for some of you. So Psalm 27:10 says, "For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in." Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." So if you saw the title of today's episode, we are talking about loneliness. Cue the applause. Loneliness is something that I still struggle with, if I'm being really honest with myself. It's something that is a daily surrender for me, and something that I'm still trying to figure out in my walk with the Lord. But what I'm sharing today is what I have to keep repeating to myself, and the truths that I have to keep reminding myself of as I'm walking through and finding healing from wherever this loneliness is coming from in my life. So a word that the Holy Spirit gave me a couple weeks ago was that you have to learn to love yourself, but at the end of the day, you just have yourself and Jesus. Because until you're content with him, nothing else will satisfy you, and you'll continue to dig that pit of loneliness deeper. You have to allow the Lord to teach you how to love the you that he created so intentionally, and to have grace on yourself. Just know that it is a journey and not a straight path. See, one truth that I find helps me to have peace about struggling with loneliness and kind of get me back to my truths of where I'm at with the Lord is that the Lord calls me his. I'm his daughter, and he bought me with the price of Jesus's blood, which means that I am his and I'm no longer my own anymore. So if I don't belong to myself and I'm not my own anymore, I literally can't be lonely because I don't even belong to myself. So I'm literally never alone. And once I understood the true revelation of the fact that I wasn't my own anymore, once I received Christ, I have started this journey to begin to treat myself differently. I've started to learn to love myself more because I knew I was the Lord's, and this was, and my body was His body, and my life was His, and He chose to bless me with it, to steward it for Him. So I kind of just want to transition into, I guess, a way to deal with loneliness, kind of through what the Holy Spirit has taught me, but also what He has convicted me of. You have to learn to be okay with yourself. This is one thing that I have struggled with so heavily, and I learned that I just couldn't be alone because I couldn't stand who I was. I had to constantly distract myself, I had to be with others, and I couldn't be okay with myself because I wasn't okay with myself. I had to let the Lord show me and teach me what it looked like to abide in Him and to have true life in Him, in turn allowing me to learn and love myself and be okay with myself. And like I said, I'm still learning this. Like, I'm coming from a place where I've had a couple hard days this week. And I've had days where, yes, I admit that I still struggle to love myself. But these are truths that I have to keep coming back to every single day to discipline and train my mind, to teach myself to have the mind of Christ. Because in Scripture, it tells us that God gives us a sound mind for the spirit of fear. But honestly, the ways that we obtain that is by disciplining ourselves and training our mind to become like the mind of Christ. I believe that our God is a God of miracles, but He also gives us the tools that we need to be able to have a mind of Christ, to choose a mind of Christ, and to choose to have a sound mind over choosing a spirit of fear. So I just want to encourage you, like, you don't have to live this way anymore. You don't have to feel lonely every day where it eats you alive. You don't have to live content with the fact that you're never going to be okay with yourself. You don't have to live with constant anxiety and constant stress. God gives us the physical tools that we can use to discipline ourselves and to apply to our lives so we can have the mind of Christ. See, John 15, 1 through 7 touches on the fact that Jesus is the true vine and there is no life apart from Him. So in John 15, it says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that does not bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." See, Jesus being the true vine, like He says He is, means that there is no life apart from Him. So can I just say, no wonder I was feeling empty and dead inside, because I was surviving rather than truly living, because I wasn't abiding in Jesus, who is the true vine, which gives us real life. But what does it look like to abide in the Lord? It means to know His scriptures are true about you and live them out. Scripture says that you have received true life because you're connected to the life giver, John 15. It says that you've resurrected with Christ and received everything that He does, 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 8. We now live our life in a heavenly dwelling and places because of the Spirit of God inside of us, and our flesh no longer having power means we're living by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Galatians 5:16. So you have to allow the Lord to teach you and show you what it looks like to live in these verses, and you'll begin to experience freedom and healing on a whole new level. And I just want to encourage you by saying, God wants healing and freedom for you. The enemy wants you to believe that God wants you to stay here and just not have to deal with it. That it's the burden that you will have to bear because he hasn't done it yet. It won't happen. But don't slip into that trap. The enemy will do anything he can to torture you and to get you to not trust the Lord. And the Lord just wants to grow you and build relationship with you and teach you to trust him, even when things don't seem to be adding up right away. Another point I want to make very clear is that, yes, God can do for you what he's done for me and what he's done for others, but his plan for you is different than his plan for me because we are different and he created us different. God's healing plan for you is different than the one he has for me. So don't fall into the discouragement and comparison trap of how the Lord is doing it for others, and know that the Lord knows you fully and he knows what's best for you, and he is taking you there even when you don't see it. Learn to trust his plan and his ways above your own, because he sees things that we will never see and has had his plan from before we even knew that we needed it. So please have grace on yourself. Know that this, just like anything else in life, is a process. There will be highs and lows, hard days and easy days, because you're quite literally trying to train yourself out of a way of thinking that you're used to and that you're comfortable with. You can't get it overnight. It's okay to fall short. You're just tripping on the stairs on the way up to your healing and your freedom. And again, I just want to reiterate, the enemy so heavily wants us to feel alone and feel isolated, but God promises that he never leaves us. His Spirit dwells in us and is inside of us. He never leaves, even when we do. The enemy also wants us to isolate so he can just tear us down. So be aware and be on guard when his tactics in your healing journey, and he may try and fight harder because he sees that you can and will fight for your freedom and healing. On top of everything, seek wisdom and community. Bring your struggles to the light in a trusted mentor or older adult, or share with close friends for accountability, prayer, and support. God created us from community for community. The exact opposite, and what the enemy tries so hard for, is isolation and loneliness. Seek for a deeper meaning and understanding. Why do you feel lonely? Why do you struggle with being alone? Has something happened in your past that triggers you to feel that way? I encourage you to allow yourself to just sit with the Holy Spirit and have him teach and show you. Let him lead you to that understanding, because he wants to and he will. Once you understand why, and once you get to the root issue, whether it's a spirit of rejection in your life and you feel like you've been rejected after rejected after rejected, and that's why you feel lonely, because you isolate yourself from the fact of hopefully you'd never get rejected again. It could be anything, but just sit with the Holy Spirit and let him show you. But once you get to that point, find scripture truths to combat the root of that lie and tear its power from the source. We can try so hard to come up with your own truths for this lie. Oh, it's okay. I am loved. People around me love me. I'm a different person now. I'm in a different place in life. But those truths that we come up with can only go so far. You need to find scriptural truths that are rooted in truth that cannot be shaken. And you need to remind yourself of those truths daily. Put them as a reminder. Place sticky notes places. Set it as your lock screen. Do whatever you need to change this thought pattern over time, and just go to war with the enemy. Because you have to learn to love yourself. Trust me, I know it is hard. Especially because it looks different for Christians to love themselves rather than how the world tells us to love ourselves. We have to rely and depend so heavily on Scripture to teach us who God says we are and teach ourselves to understand it even when we don't believe it. We have to learn to walk it out and walk out what it means to be chosen and free and bought with the blood of Jesus, having new life through Christ, being seated in heavenly places, being fully known and fully loved, intentionally, beautifully, and wonderfully created. Study the Scripture and learn who God says you are. Meditate and reaffirm yourself on these truths daily and work to memorize the ones that help you get out of those lies the most. See, the Lord is a great teacher. This place in my life where I've been learning to be okay with myself and learning to love myself, it's taught me more and more of the character of Jesus. God will wait for you. He waited for me patiently. He just wants what's best for you, but he won't force you to get there. He's a good father and a good teacher who will wait for us to come to him, and he will welcome us home graciously and with so much love. Know that the Lord isn't expecting you to be ready at a certain time and isn't expecting you to get healed at a certain point. His only expectation is that you keep saying yes to his will and surrender to him. So my key takeaways from loneliness and learning to combat loneliness in a godly way is to study Scripture. If you get nothing else from this episode, study Scripture. Set time aside in each day where you can rest in the truths of God's word and place Scripture places to help you remember. Sit in prayer and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal things to you so you're able to have a deeper healing, but also deeper understanding of who he is. The other day in chapel, someone said something along the lines of how God can teach us so much more in the delay than he can in the deliverance. And I think this is so true when it comes to combating things like loneliness or rejection or things in our life that we don't give too much time to, but we deal with the weight of every day, is that the Lord has something that he wants to reveal to you about his character and about who he is and how he loves you, and a whole revelation that can only happen if and when you're sitting in prayer about dealing with loneliness. And I've learned this on a whole new level in my life where I'm in a place where nothing's going my way. Every possible thing in my life that could have done a 360 on me has done a 360 on me. But I can sit here confidently today and say that God is so good and he has such good and intentional plans for you, because I have seen things not go my way, but I have seen the character of God revealed in my life in ways that I never could have imagined unless I was in this season like I am. So learn to love yourself by learning who the Lord says you are. Seek community, counsel, and prayer through this process, and allow others to walk and support you through this time. You cannot combat loneliness alone. You can't combat loneliness alone. This is a community battle. And it's hard. It's a hard battle to fight, and there's resistance in stepping out of what's comfortable and what you've always known into the unknown. But I'm telling you, that step is the hardest part of the journey. What I've learned in my season of struggling and trying to get healing from certain things and realizing more things about myself and realizing more things about the character of God is that literally the hardest step in all of this is the step from the comfortable to the uncomfortable, from the known to the unknown, from the seen to the unseen. But that's where faith comes in, and that, after you take that step, is where you encounter the Lord in a way that you can't encounter unless you take that step, where you encounter healing in a way that you can't encounter unless you take that step. And the enemy wants so bad to just make us sit where we're comfortable, to let us sit in our loneliness and accept it for what it is and say, I'm just going to be lonely forever. It's fine. But no, God has so much more for you. I can't help but see that all over scripture. There's so many times where the enemy holds so many people back to where they're comfortable. The Israelites literally get right up to the promised land, but they're too afraid to go in because they're looking at their circumstances instead of looking at their God. So let me tell you, it may seem impossible. It may seem like you're never gonna get there. It may seem like the fight isn't even worth it. Why do I have to fight this? But there's so much more after you take that step from the known to the unknown. God has so much more for you. This battle is not against flesh and blood. This is all a spiritual battle. So when I tell you, you can get freed from loneliness, you can get freed from depression, you can get freed from anxiety, you can get freed from rejection, there's so much more once you take that step past your comfortability. It's not easy because it's not comfortable, but there is a God that I know who can give us joy despite our circumstances, because I would rather be content than comfortable for the rest of my life. I want to strive to be in a place where I'm constantly content with the Lord, but constantly uncomfortable because he's growing me and shifting me. So know that if you are struggling with loneliness, you are not alone. You are not alone. It's an identity issue. The Lord just wants to reveal to you more of who he sees you as, but also more of how you should see him. So I just want to end with prayer. And the biggest thing that I want you to do this week, today, right away, is find scriptures and sit with the Lord. Meditate on the scriptures. Figure out that root of why you struggle so hard with loneliness and why you can't shake it. And just allow him to take you on this journey that he has been patiently waiting to take you on. And learn to find joy in the fact that you don't know how it's going to go. But he does, and he's had it planned from the start. Thank you, Lord, so much for your goodness. So much for your faithfulness, so much for your character, so much for seeing us in a way that we strive to see ourselves as, but we just can't get there without your help. Lord, I pray for a renewal of strength from your Holy Spirit today. I pray for an ultimate download from your Holy Spirit to your children right now of who you see them as. I pray that you give them scriptures, that you give them truths that cannot be shaken as they're going through this up and down battle for healing from loneliness. Lord, I thank you that you have a word for everything. You have experienced everything. You are a God who is with us. You are a God who never leaves us. You are a God who bought us at a high price and we're not our own anymore. You loved us enough. You thought we were important enough. Thank you, Lord, for the encouragement of your word. Thank you for giving us tools that we can use to get to what you've promised us, Lord. Thank you for giving us a sound mind exchanged for a spirit of fear. Thank you for giving us a mind of Christ. Thank you for giving us the strength and the discipline we need to enact those things in our life. Lord, I pray for a strengthening of the community around these people, Lord. That the right people would come and the wrong people would leave. That the people around this individual would be strengthened by your spirit. That they would have words for them. That they would encourage them. That they would pray for them. That they would uplift them, Lord. Would you just remind this child of yours that they are not alone? Thank you, Lord, so much for your goodness, for your faithfulness, your character that never changes. Father, we're so thankful for you today, and I just pray for a renewal of joy through this season and that you continue to reveal yourself in new ways in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.